The Goal of Creation, Bible Students Courses. Course 2, Unit 1, Lesson 7, by Mark D. Vogt. Now, whenever all may be subjected to him, then the Son himself also shall be subjected to him who subjects all to him, that God may be all in all. 1 Corinthians 15:28 CVI. We come now to the final destination of the divine cycle. If Romans 11:36 gives us the framework, out of him, through him, and to him, then 1 Corinthians 15:28 gives us the goal. This is the consummation of everything God has been doing, from before the first age to the final moment of reconciliation. It is the grand purpose behind every step of the story. That God may be all in all. What does God all in all mean? This phrase is big, almost too big for us to fully grasp. But here's what it tells us. God is not just the beginning of everything. God is not just the director behind the scenes. God is the end goal, when every creature, every realm, and every moment will be filled with His presence, His love, and His glory. Nothing will be missing. Nothing will be outside of Him. Everything will be in perfect harmony with God. This wasn't revealed until Paul. The idea that God would become all in all wasn't revealed in the Old Testament. It wasn't even revealed by Jesus during His earthly ministry. This radical, beautiful truth was given to Paul, who was chosen to complete the Word of God. Paul was the one entrusted with this secret, this final piece of the puzzle. And it ties everything together. Creation out of God. Life flowing through God. Everything returning to God. And finally, God filling all with Himself. This is what Paul called a secret, a hidden purpose now revealed. Israel's role and missed opportunity. From the beginning, God had intended that Israel would be a blessing to the nations. It was no mystery that salvation would eventually reach the Gentiles. But instead of embracing that role, Israel often resisted. They clung to their own identity and missed the greater calling to share God's love with the world. Even so, God continued His plan, because nothing stops the divine cycle. Israel's failure, although divinely directed, wasn't the end. It became the backdrop for something even greater, the revealing of a new creation destined to participate in God's fullness. From pain to realization, God is everything. Whether it was Job, who wrestled with his suffering, or Adam, who hid in shame after disobeying, both men learned the same truth. Without God, we are nothing, and that is exactly what God wants every creature to realize, not to shame them, but to draw them back to Himself. He is showing us, over time and through experience, that He alone is enough, our source, our sustainer, and our destiny. The universe is headed somewhere. This is not a random story. God is taking everything and everyone somewhere specific. Paul describes it beautifully in Ephesians 1:10-11. To head up all in the Christ, both that in the heavens and that on the earth, in Him whom our lot was cast also, being designated beforehand according to the purpose of the one who is operating all in accord with the counsel of His will. Did you catch that? All things are being headed up in Christ. This includes the heavens and the earth. And it's all happening according to God's will. You are part of that story. You, as a member of Christ's body, are part of the completion, Greek pleroma, of God's plan. 2,000 years of grace, and still we haven't learned. For over 2,000 years, we've lived in what Paul called the administration of grace, a dispensation when God has withheld judgment, and while humanity appears, relatively, to be governing itself. So how has that gone? Wars? Division? Corruption? Suffering? Generation after generation, humanity keeps trying to rule without God, and it always ends in disaster. But God already knew this would happen. This is His sovereign design so that we would learn that we need Him, not just as a helper or guide, but as our all in all. The consummation, all in harmony with God. God's ultimate goal is not partial victory. He's not trying to rescue a few and abandon the rest. He's not in a battle He might lose. God's plan is total, complete, and unstoppable. Every heart transformed, every realm reconciled, every creature restored. God, all in all. And this goal is not driven by judgment, but by grace. Final reflection. You now know the full divine cycle. Out of God is all. Through God is all. Back to God is all. So that God will be all in all. This is the goal of creation, something to live out in the peace and joy of knowing it.